I do remark that I know a bit about, again, that I don't know anything about, so.
And the Village are the All-Ireland champions, 19 points to 14. Who said they couldn't win it?
Yes, Pat, you're very welcome to the commentary gantry here in Kilmainham in Tom Ryle Park for this JJ Cavan and Sons Under-21A Hurling Championship quarter-final. This brings together Greg Ballycallan and James Stevens. Both sides warming up as we speak on our left-hand side behind the Village goal. Greg Ballycallan in their light blue strips, James Stevens in their customary red and green jerseys. Nicky Brennan is with us for the afternoon. We'll hear from Nicky shortly, but let's start with the team news. Starting off with the host, Greg Ballycallan, Owen Egan in goal, a full-back line of Ryan Cody, Sean Roberts and Jack Butler. Billy O'Neill, Connor Walton and Billy Dowling make up the halfback line, with Jeff Nary and Oisín Egan in the centre of the field. Scott Lawler, Jack Walton and Aaron McAvoy are the half forward line, with Jake O'Brien, Patrick Foley and Ryan Corcoran on the full forward line. As for James Stevens, Daniel Power is between the sticks, a full back line of Stephen Power Kellett, Sam McAvoy and Noah Minogue. Owen Dealey, Adam O'Connor and Paddy Keogh make up the halfback line, with Oisín Bateman and Sean Bergen, the partnership, in the middle of the field. The half forward line consists of Ed Lahoff, Evan Buggy and Ben Cantwell, while Stephen Minogue, Ed McDermott and Jack Kelly make up that full forward line. So we're about 12 minutes away from throwing here. Nicky, how do you see it?
Well, look, first of all, let's say the field looks fantastic. And not so long, 10 days ago, maybe this was we could have played water polo out here between the two teams, but it's in good shape. The first thing I want to do is say good wishes to our CRKC sports colleague Eamon Butler. He's had a little bit of a job done on the knee during the week, so he's recuperating at home. So Eamon, get rail soon, and we want to see you back in the studio. But I hope you enjoy commentary here your beloved Kilmainham today.
You're our Greg Ballycallan rep, so Nicky.
I am the Greg Ballycallan rep here today. Yeah, no, Eamon, I'm sure Eamon had a winner in the Split the Pot on Friday night as well. So Eamon, you're on a roll. Let's see what happens with Greg Ballycallan here today. Look, the home side here, a couple of big names that have made a fair impression in the senior ranks this year: Billy O'Neill, Jeff Nary, Aaron McAvoy, and Ryan Corcoran. So they're coming with four established senior players. Not sure Liam, how many of that James Stevens team did Adam O'Connor might have, did he play some senior this year?
He was on the bench. I know Oisín Bateman did, Stephen Minogue did,
of course,
and there was a couple of others sprinkled in on that bench as well, but two solid contributors during the senior championship. And Greg Ballycallan, to their credit as well, have introduced a number of underage players in their senior ranks, so they're both clubs are bringing through a lot of young talent.
Absolutely, yeah. We're up here on the gantry at the gym here in Kilmainham. We didn't brave the down on the sideline just in case it rains, although the sky doesn't look too bad now, but they were telling me coming in there's rain expected around 3 o'clock, so we didn't want to take a chance. So we're a little bit high. We're on the between the 14 and 21 metre line at one end of the field. So I mean, Liam Kelly Rook got a good eye test on this morning, so he'll know what's happening.
It's the Greg Ballycallan version of level 7 in Croke Park.
That's what you would call it. Yes, I mightn't be able to see too well down on my right hand side here, but that's why Kelly Rook is here today. He's got the sharp eyes of a young buck, so he'll get that done. Looking forward to this game here today. Look, both of these teams, many of these players, they're already, as we know, in four in the case of Ballycallan, and a couple in the case of James Stevens, already part of their senior ranks, Liam. So these are players that are going to be very much part of both these clubs over the next couple of years. Senior level, they hope, but look, nothing is certain.
And yeah, and a lot of talk has surrounded the senior starters and the senior subs over the course of the year, but we can't forget, even from a James Stevens point of view, the likes of Ed McDermott, even Stephen Minogue again, Jack Kelly, Oisín Bateman, Sean Bergen in the middle of the field. There's a number of players key to the James Stevens under 19 team that finished, lost to Dixborough in the final of that competition. And of course, the team that won the minor competition rather handsomely as well. There's a lot of great work being done within the club. The structures are right, and in fairness, Greg Ballycallan are on par in that regard. So this is a very exciting game, and the pitch, as you touched on, it looks in really, really good condition. So for the month of November, I'd expect some free-flowing hurling.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, Pat, it'll start up maybe in a number of minutes. You may want to go back to UEFA in Palmerstown. Conor Brennan is in Jenkinstown, of course. Paddy Kelly's in Freshford, and Rory Williams is down at Kilmacow and Shamrocks Ballyhale. So you might want to get in a couple of those calls before we start here. It starts here in about 10 minutes. The team's warming up on my left, as Liam says, and when you come back to his commentary will be from Liam. Liam Kelly O'Rourke, and I'll sidekick him during the course of what we hope will be a great game of hurling between two fine teams, good young hurlers that have made a name for themselves at colleges hurling over the last couple of years, and have also been dipping into the county scene, and they'll be hoping for big things in the year ahead. So for now, Pat, it's back to you in the studio.
And Pat, we're underway 60 seconds in this JJ Cavan and Sons under 21A championship quarter final, and we already have the first score of the day. Jake O'Brien on target for, or it was wave wide, it looked on target from our point of view, but Jake O'Brien's shot went right and wide, and that was the first opportunity of the game, and it remains scoreless inside the opening minute. James Stevens now on the attack, past the Greg Ballycallan 45, they try and scoop it up. Greg Ballycallan have numbers at the back, it's out to Billy O'Neill, short pass from Billy O'Neill to his own 45 metre line, and they work it out. Good play from Greg Ballycallan. They're playing into the country end in this first half. James Stevens playing into the Kilmana village end in this opening 30 minutes of hurling. Richard Holland is the referee, and it's James Stevens on the ball now in the centre of the field. Oisín Bateman with the hand pass. Hand passes off to Jack Kelly. Jack Kelly, about 5 metres in from the sideline. Shot is taken. It's going to drop short. Drops in around the goal mouth. Owen Egan and his Greg Ballycallan defence, though, have it under control. Well cleared there by Sean Roberts. Sean Roberts out between the 45 and 65 once again. About 10 metres in from the sideline on the roadside here in Tom Ryle Park as Greg Ballycallan cleared the ball, but it's into space, and James Stevens are going to claim possession. They do. Lovely ball there, directed towards Evan Boogie, and Evan Boogie takes a shot, and Evan Boogie, has he notched the first score of the game? No, he hasn't. That's a wide apiece, and both sides yet to register a score.
Yeah, an opportunity there. He took it from distance. James Stevens would appear to have the advantage of whatever breezes here in the first half.
Greg Ballycallan with the puck out. Ryan Cody taking it into the country end here in Tom Ryle Park. As we touched on at the start of the day, the pitch in pristine condition. That ball is batted out, and it's gone out for a line ball on the roadside here in Tom Ryle Park. Both sides filling each other out in the early stages, Nicky.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they know one another well. They're in school, either in the CBS or in Kieran's mainly. There might be a few other schools involved, but generally they're the bulk of where those players are. They've all played colleges hurling with or against one another, so they know one another very well.
Greg Ballycallan with the line ball, but Sean Burke and claimed it for James Stevens, and they're on the attack now, the village men. Ball out now to Stephen Minogue. Stephen Minogue, lovely control from Stephen. Where's he going to go with the ball, though? He gets all clustered up there. Jack Butler holding his own for Greg Ballycallan, and the Ballycallan men turn it over. Is that an opening score of the game? 65 metres out, that ball has gone over the bar. A white flag is raised, and Greg Ballycallan are on the scoreboard.
Yeah, Stephen was in two minds what to do there. The ball sent over the bar. It's sent over the bar actually by the cornerback, Jack Butler, actually.
Jack Butler on target, and the men in the sky blue jerseys lead by a point to no score. The scoreboard in working condition here in Ballycallan and Kilmana this afternoon. The puck out taken by Daniel Power for James Stevens, the CBS man. Ball drops between the 45 and 65. The village hold on to possession, but again Greg Ballycallan, 3-4 bodies try and swarm that James Stevens attack. They're out towards the 45. Ball directed there towards Ben Cantwell. He can't get on the end of it, and Greg Ballycallan are going to break out from their own defence. They do. It's out to Aaron McAvoy now, a man with village connections, but he's a proud Greg Ballycallan man today. He finds his teammate Jeff Nary, good pals Aaron and Jeff, and Jeff Nary takes a shot from a long, long way out, and it proved difficult as it goes left and wide, and some early erratic shooting, if you like, Nicky.
Yeah, he had a chance there, maybe just needed to steady himself off. Probably right-handed player, maybe left as his weakest side, and just didn't pull it across the goal enough.
Some big names here to watch this under 21 encounter. James Ryle, Owen Larkin, Brian Cody, to name but a few. And it's Greg Ballycallan now on the ball outside their own 45 metre line, cleared there by Oisín Egan down towards the far side again, 2 metres in from that sideline on the roadside. But referee Richard Holland spots an infringement, and he gives a free to Greg Ballycallan.
Yeah, chance for Aaron McAvoy now to edge another point up. Yeah, good crowd here, Liam, and thankfully we're up here on the balcony. We decided to opt for safety if it was to rain, but it's not a bad day here at all, and a right good crowd here. You said the field in great condition and everything well monitored and well managed out here by the Greg Ballycallan club officials as Ard McAvoy gets ready to strike this.
We have a great vantage point. The eye might be tested on one or two occasions if the ball is a good bit away from us, but other than that, perfect conditions and a perfect commentary position as Aaron McAvoy takes the free at an angle about 3 metres in from the sideline at the far side of the field, 45 metres out, and Aaron McAvoy waves a right flag, and Greg Ballycallan doubled their lead after 5 minutes of this first half.
Yeah, well struck shot. He's good on the free, is that young chap.
Daniel Power with the puck out for James Stevens. High ball in, dropping on Ben Cantwell on his own half back line. Ben can't break it down, but James Stevens do have the ball now, running in from this sideline on this side of the field. Running in there was Evan Buggy. He was fouled. Ryan Cody in there, as is Billy O'Neill. They're just getting to know each other. The referee wants to cut out any messing, and this free will go the way of the Village.
Yeah, pretty obvious free all right there. Chance now for the Village to this has been taken by number 13,
Stephen Minogue.
Yeah, he's a good free taker, Stephen. It's a bit of a look. It's not a simple tap over. It's a couple of meters outside the 20 meter line. So chance now to get James Stevens on the mark here.
Stephen, one of those men that did have some impact on the senior team earlier this year. His brother Sean watching on this afternoon as well. As Stephen Minogue takes this about 25 meters out, slightly to the left of the post, as Stephen Minogue looks at this. Stephen bends, he lifts, and he takes the strike. And as Stephen Minogue notched James Stevens' first point of the day, he certainly has, and the Village men are on the scoreboard at 2-1, 6 minutes gone on the clock.
Okay, and halfway through the second half in the Leinster Senior Club Camogie semi-final, it's Dixborough 1-10, St. Martin's 7 points. Back to you.
And it remains 2-1 here in favour of Greig Ballycallan. It's the under 21A quarter final, and James Stevens are back on some possession now, trying to break through. There was Sean Bergen lays off the pass to Ed Lahoff between the 265s. He's hooked, but he gets the strike away. It finds Evan Buggy again. Evan Buggy though comes up against a Greig Ballycallan wall, and that half back line are going to be very, very difficult to break down from a Village point of view. Greig Ballycallan go low with the ball down the far side, 10 metres in or thereabouts from the sideline, but they lose possession. Sweeping it up there is Ed Lahoff once again for James Stevens. Ed Lahoff now about 50 metres or about 30 metres out from the Greig Ballycallan goal now, James Stevens, as they try and raise the ball. But again, Greig Ballycallan tried to swarm them out, but they look to break out with it. That looks like Stephen Minogue. It is Stephen Minogue. He can't get the rise. They're heading out towards the 45 metre line now. But possession coming at a premium. Both sides trying to rise the ball. It's getting rather messy in there. Who'll win possession though? Ball breaks out now. It looks like James Stevens' ball, but again, Greig Ballycallan working ferociously hard to keep them out, and they're rewarded for their efforts with a free out, Nicky.
Yeah,
a
frontal challenge there on one of the Ballycallan players. I'll find out in a moment who it is. I think it could be number 2, actually. Yeah, it could be Ryan Crowdy. He got a frontal challenge, and that's why Richie Holland gave the free. Correct decision there. But again, there was two teams struggling to get hold of the ball, but then this ruck that develops in hurling now, Liam, at the moment, it can be very difficult to get the ball out, particularly the ground is obviously soft, understandably so. So that's the way it is at the moment. It's going to be a free out now for Greig Ballycallan and Billy O'Neill.
Just outside his own 45, Billy O'Neill stands over this free out for Greig Ballycallan. He eyes up what he's going to do with it, and he takes the free. He goes left in towards the James Stevens half of the field now, and Greig Ballycallan have the ball, and they shoot from a difficult angle. It would be a superb score if it goes over the bar, and that ball does go over the bar. An excellent score for Greig Ballycallan, and they double their lead at 3-1, and we've played 9 minutes of the first half, and the score's coming a little bit easier for the men in sky blue.
Was that from Ryan Corcoran? I think it was. Ryan Corcoran, yeah, good score. He's a good player, this guy.
Ryan Corcoran there with the point. We're back into the Greig Ballycallan half of the field, but it's with their full back Sean Roberts with the clearance. Ball high, chasing it down there was Jake O'Brien between the 45 and 65. He finds Jeff Nary, and Jeff Nary whips that ball forward. It's back to Ryan Corcoran once again. He got the last score, but unfortunately there's just a little bit too much whip on that ball, and it goes out for a line ball. James Stevens take the line ball quickly. It's back to Daniel Power now with the clearance for James Stevens. Back out towards the 65 metre line once again. Scooping up is Ben Cantwell. Ben's first touch lets him down, and Greig Ballycallan look to take advantage. They don't get too far with the ball. We're still between the 265s as that ball is hand passed forward. Ball out now to Oisín Bateman, and Oisín Bateman takes that shot. It drops short, and it's collected there by Owen Egan, the goalkeeper for Greig Ballycallan, and Owen Egan clears that ball out towards the 265s once again. We're about 5 metres in from the sideline on the car park side now. Greig Ballycallan retrieve possession. Billy O'Neill with a diagonal ball in for Ryan Corcoran again, but Ryan Corcoran is closed down. Good defensive play from James Stevens. Booting it away there was Owen Daly. Well, James Stevens don't get too far though. They're still in and around their own half back line. Can they get out with it? No. Greig Ballycallan turn it over. That looks like Ryan Corcoran again. He takes a shot on the goal, and that ball is going to be pulled back. Frantic start here, Nicky, and 3-1 it remains.
Yeah, it's a tight game. There's not going to be a lot in it. Those scores will be at a premium. Back seems to be on top here, but James Stevens now have a chance to with a long free here now.
Yeah, a free out for the Village men on their own half back line. The sun has started to come out through the clouds here in Kilmana. And we've played 11 minutes. It's the under 21 quarterfinals. The other three games in this grade in the A competition take place next weekend. High ball drops in around the square, but well collected there by Sean Roberts. Sean Roberts finds Jeff Nari. Jeff Nari, about 20 metres from his own goal, hits that ball high into the sky, down towards Ryan Corcoran. But Ryan again can't quite get on the end of it, and it goes out for another James Stevens line ball. James Stevens looked to take it quickly. Greg Ballyhallan or the referee weren't having any of it, and we have take two, Nicky.
Absolutely. 16 minutes gone in Parmesan. The Borough 1-10, St. Martin 7 points. Asher McCarty's got a point for the Borough, and Pat will be going back to Aoife Lenigan there in time on that particular match. They've got a little bit of a heart attack there. The Connolly Twitter account had 8 points to 8 goals. The Connolly Twitter person put in 8 goals for Kerry Shock instead of 8 points. So that didn't go down too well, Pat. There you go. Anyway, line ball for the Village.
Stephen Power-Kellett with the line ball for the Village, man. We have the defibrillator if we need it. Here go James Stevens now running down the far side on the roadside. Oisín Bateman with the delivery. They're about they're deep into Greg Ballycallan territory, just outside their own square, but Greg Ballycallan cleared that ball. Doing the necessary there was Oisín Egan, but that's not a great clearance as it goes out for a line ball deep into the Greg Ballycallan half of the field.
Well, looking, opting for the short pass, sometimes a bit of lengthy might do no harm, and that's what should have happened there. Sent the ball short, but it went over the line. Chance now for James Stevens to capitalise.
It's opened up an opportunity, and it looks like Ben Cantwell is going to take this sideline cut, but again, that's not a great sideline from Ben Cantwell, and Greg Ballycallan come out of their own half. Again, they don't get too far as the forwards and the backs collide once again and clog each other up. Ball breaks out to Stephen Minogue outside the 45. Stephen Minogue with the ball into Ed McDermott. He can be deadly when he's on song, and Ed McDermott now runs through. He takes a shot from a really difficult angle, and Ed McDermott puts that ball over the bar. We wondered maybe whether he would lay off the pass for Stephen Minogue. He opted for the shot, and from a fairly difficult angle he popped it over, Nicky.
Yeah, I think he took the right choice there. Stephen was being covered reasonably well, and if he was able to get a yard or two more, he might have gone for the goal himself. But a good score, and it makes it 3 points to two, and we're now gone about 14 minutes
gone on the clock, and it's 3 points to two. The home side still in front as Owen Egan takes the puck out for Greg Ballycallan. It drops between the 265s, and not for the first time today, a cluster of players try and battle for possession again. It's coming at a premium, at a price, as Greg James Stevens come out of that ruck, and they clear the ball. Well cleared there by the centre back Adam O'Connor. High ball in on top of Ed McDermott once again. Ed McDermott there in a battle with Jack Butler. Ed McDermott comes out on top. He's being hunted down though by Sean Roberts, but Ed McDermott goes, he fights off Sean Roberts, and Ed McDermott takes a shot, and that goes right and wide. He did well to get control of the ball, but the finish wasn't there to match.
No, he possibly could have gone another yard or two as well, but look, that'll go down as a miss.
Owen Egan gets ready to restart the game for Greg Ballycallan. It remains 3 points to two. Greg Ballycallan in front, and Owen Egan takes the puck out. He opts to go short. He finds his cornerback once again, Jack Butler. Jack Butler to Connor Walton. Connor Walton down towards the corner on the roadside. But again, there's a foul there committed on Ryan Corcoran as the rain comes out in Tom Ryle Park, and James Stevens have the free out.
Okay, we're going to break in there as we head out to Park Lacton. It's St. Lacton's against Danes Forth. They're into the second half. Paddy Kelly.
How are you doing, Paz? 35 minutes gone here at the moment. It's St. Lacton's 1-6, Danes Forth 1-9 there. Just before halftime there, Anna Cassidy put the ball in the back of the net for Danes Forth. And then a couple of Ben Wheaton face brought them back into the game there. And they went in leading there at 1-7 to 1-4. But just in the second half here, Ben Whitty again with a free in the 32nd minute, and Matthew Crowley with an individual effort in the 33rd minute. But St. Lacton's have pulled back two back there. Cottle Hickey with a free, and Keane Franey from play there just before you came on the air there. But it's a tight enough game at the moment, and in fairness to Danes Forth, they just seem to be that little bit sharper in front of goal at the moment. So at the moment, Pat, with 35 minutes gone, it's St. Lacton's 1-6, Danes Forth 1-9.
Okay, thanks, Paddy. And we're heading down to Carrickshock. It's Carrickshock against Conaghy and Conor Brennan.
Yeah, Pat, we're about 6 minutes into the second half now, and it's Carrickshock have the advantage at the moment by a single score. It's Carrickshock 9 points, Conaghy Shamrocks 8. When you're last switches, Conaghy were actually well in the lead. Well, they're 8 points to four in the lead, about 22 or 3 minutes into the first half. But from that point on, actually, it was all Carrickshock. They dominated the last 10 minutes of the half and scored four consecutive points there to level things up at 8 points apiece at half time. And they've got the opening score of the half through a Conor Farrell, 65. He's been very impressive for Carrickshock from play and from frees. He's got the majority of their scores. and he's been well supported by a couple of different players on the pitch, particularly their centre-back, Padraig Lennon, who's been, as you'd expect for a man of his quality, very, very strong at centre-half-back for Kerry Shock. Connie, you have lost the race lately, but are still not out of contention. There is only a pint in it, and they too have a couple of good old performances in the field. I mentioned Kieran Rice in my last time you were with me at centre-back for Connie. He's hurling quite well, and he's been well supported by Conor Duggan as well in the half-back line for Connie. But they need to get a score badly to rest the tide. And now Dara Hennessy from midfield has scored for Connie. So now it's, as you leave us, Pat, we're about 8 minutes into the second half. It's still level scores. Conaghy Shamrocks 9 points, Kerry Shock 8 points. 9 points.
Okay, thanks, Kira. Thanks, Conor. And then to the closing stages of the game out in Palmerstown, Dixborough 1-10, St Martin's 8 points. Back to Kilmana.
And what a difference 60 seconds makes. Pat James Stevens with 1-1 without reply to extend their lead to 1-3 to 3 points. But Greg Ballycallan looked to respond there, and that ball has gone over the bar. So it's 1-3 to 4 points. But since you left us, James Stevens 1-1, all coming from Ed McDermott, the first, an absolute rasper into the back of the net. And not content with that, from the next phase of the play, he went down and popped it over the bar. Prolific forward play, Nicky.
Yeah, very good. The first one he stopped from going wide, and he managed to get it on the ground, down on the ball, and turn left and put it into net. A very, very good goal. And as you say, almost immediately then responded with a point when he dispossessed the defender over here, just in front of us actually, and popped it over the bar from a very acute angle to make it 1-3 to 3 points. And Jeff Neary is just after getting a point back there a moment ago from the middle of the field. It's 1-3 to 4 points in favour of James Stevens. This game is still all to play for.
And 18 minutes gone in the first half, as again another little bit of getting to know each other goes on between the 45 and 65 in the Greg Ballycallan half. And we're going to have a free here, and it looks like a free to Greg Ballycallan. But Richard Holland with the whistle and mouth gets ready to restart the game. But an early and even enough start to the game, both sides cancelling each other out, being separated that with that 1-1 from a James Stevens point of view. And look, the Greg Ballycallan response will be interesting. That free is taken. Again, it doesn't get anywhere, and the game has been turned around now, because James Stevens have the free out inside their own full back line. And to take it will be Noah Minogue, instrumental in the minor team success this year. Noah Minogue with the free out for James Stevens, high into the sky, past the Greg Ballycallan half back line, 50-50 ball as the ball drops, but it's a Greg Ballycallan man who comes out with it, and it breaks out again. Good play from Jeff Nary now soloing through the heart of the pitch, soloing through the middle of the field. Jeff Nary, oh, but he meets Oisin Bateman. Oisin tries to close him down, but he gets the pass off to Oisin Egan offs to go short. Oisin Egan break back out to Ryan Corcoran, and Ryan Corcoran from the centre of the field puts that ball right and wide. And Greg Ballycallan keeping their composure over the next few minutes will be important, Nicky.
Yes, it will. Yeah, they've lost the initiative. James Stevens have just got really back into the game here now, and they're threatening again. But it's a couple of minutes, about 10 minutes to go to half time, and still anybody's game.
Stephen Minogue there chasing down Sean Roberts. Sean Roberts looks to have won the battle. He does. He finds Billy Dowling, and Billy goes low with the clearance out towards their own half back line now, Greg Ballycallan. But that's a wayward ball. Oisin Bateman tried to get it up. He couldn't. They're still on their own half back line now, Greg Ballycallan. They run out from their own defence. Again, the ball proving tricky to get into hand. It does eventually between the 45 and 65. Greg Ballycallan now running through. There's Aaron McAvoy now, lightning pace. He finds Jeff Nary, but Jeff Nary, oh, he just can't get past the James Stevens defence there, stopping that attack in its tracks. Was Adam O'Connor gets it off, and James Stevens now come out of their own back line. Good clearance from them, down towards the 265s once again. But again, Greg Ballycallan ball, lovely play from them. Back to Sean Roberts, diagonal ball down towards the roadside. He tries to find Jeff Nary again. Jeff Nary there in the battle with Sean Bergen. Jeff Nary about 2 metres in from the sideline. He goes for the shot, he goes for the spectacular. And Jeff Nary, has he put it over the bar? He most certainly has. A good score from Jeff Nary, and that may just be the inspirational score Greg Ballycallan need. 1-3-5.
That was an excellent score off his left hand, and Jeff Nary has been very prominent out there, covering a lot of ground. He got a Hail Mary pass to Martin McAvoy a few moments ago, really. That's I think he'd have been better off to shoot himself.
It's a 1-point game though, 1-3 to 5 points. That Ed McDermott goal separating the sides. We've played 21 minutes. It's the under 21 quarter final. And we're back on the Greg Ballycallan 45 metre line. The ball is met with Oisin Egan. Oisin Egan tries to find one of his Greg Ballycallan teammates. That looks like a foul as Jeff Nary goes flying to the ground. And Greg Ballycallan can take a sigh of relief with that free out.
Yeah, pushing the back there on Jeff Nary, and he's going to need a small bit of attention, but nothing much, probably just a little bit winded. And it's going to be a free for Greg Ballycallan to set up another attack and perhaps tie the game before half time, because it's James Stevens 1-3. It's Greg Ballycallan 5 points. We've probably got about 8-9 minutes left in the first half.
Okay, it's full time in the Leinster Senior Club semi final in Camogie. Dixborough have beaten St. Martin's 1-10 to 8 points. And in under 21 hurling, Kilmacower leading the Shamrocks 1-11 to 1-7. Back to you.
And it remains here. James Stevens 1-3. Greg Ballycallan 5 points as we head into the final 8 minutes of normal time. And Greg Ballycallan now on the attack through Ryan Corcoran from a difficult angle from the roadside. And Ryan Corcoran puts that ball over the bar as the applause of the Greg Ballycallan greet that Ryan Corcoran score, and we're dead level.
Yeah, good score by Ryan Corcoran, showing that he's a fairly decent corner forward and going to get stronger year by year.
Ryan Corcoran and Jeff Nary standing out for Greg Ballycallan so far. That ball dropping to the hand of Billy O'Neill. He can't quite get the catch, and James Stevens come in to swarm. James Stevens now on the Greg Ballycallan half-back line. Oh, ball out now to Ed Lahoff, and Ed Lahoff on the turn takes a shot 10 metres in from the sideline on the car park side, and Ed Lahoff puts it over the bar, and within seconds of Greg Ballycallan drawing level, the City side restored their lead.
Yeah, good pass. The work was done by Ed McDermott, who led off the ball, and Lahoff just gave it plenty of sky and put it over the bar.
1-4 to 6 points. James Stevens in front. Puck out taken by Owen Egan for Greg Ballycallan. Ball now on the roadside, 10 metres in from the sideline. It's back on the James Stevens full back line. Cleared there by Norman Ogue. Norman Ogue down towards the 65 metre line. Jeff Nary goes up for it, or Jack Butler goes up for it for Greg Ballycallan. He finds Connor Walton. Connor Walton now out to Billy O'Neill. Billy O'Neill running through the centre of the field. Billy O'Neill adjudged to have overcarried the ball, and a free given to James Stevens.
Yeah, I think he just tried to dodge a tackle there twice and did take too many steps. A good referee there by Richie Holland. But to be fair, he's letting the play flow very well. Liam is not unnecessarily holding it up. And as I say, a right good crowd here in Kilmana today for this game.
Possibly one of the biggest games of the weekend. Ryan A under 21 hurling, a place in the semi-final on the line. Don't forget, O'Loughlin's and Dixborough do battle next weekend, as do Bennisbridge and Dunamagan. And the other game then, last year's final between Thomastown and Mooncoyne. Stephen Minogue standing over this free for James Stevens on the 65 metre line, slightly to the right of the post as he looks at it, shooting into the village end, and Stephen Minogue puts that ball over the bar. You could hardly doubt him as James Stevens opened that gap up to 2 points.
Yeah, that's probably, haven't been a, I think that's been the, well, there was 2 points we ended before in the 10th minute as well, but it's a good lead now for James Stevens. 1-5 to, what is it, 1-5 to 6 points.
That's what the scoreboard reads, and the clock says we have 6 minutes of regulation time to go as Richard Holland blows the whistle once again. Jeff Nary, thankfully, with the ball in hand already, and he looks to take the quick free for Greg Ballycallan. He does. Quick free out to Aaron McAvoy. Aaron McAvoy, or to Billy Dowling. Billy Dowling now finds Aaron McAvoy, both wearing white helmets. Aaron McAvoy tries to dodge the James Stevens defence. Ball out now to Patrick Foley. Patrick Foley, has he gone through? He's still going through. James Stevens tried to stop the Greg Ballycallan attack. Patrick Foley eventually loses control of the ball as James Stevens put numbers at the back, and they try and clear the ball away. James Stevens now coming out of their own back line, about 40 metres from their own goal. They're struggling though to get out as Greg Ballycallan put the pressure on. Back out to Patrick Foley once again. Patrick Foley out to Billy Dowling. Billy Dowling though can't get the ball in hand, but getting on the loose ball now is Ryan Corcoran. Ryan Corcoran 5 metres in from the sideline. Low ball in, but again that just meets the James Stevens fullback Norman Ogue. Norman Ogue back to Daniel Power. Daniel Power opts to go short. He goes short to Ed Lahoff. Ed Lahoff going, doing all the donkey work, and back on his own back line as he clears the ball for James Stevens as we head back to the 265s. But again, before any attack can ensue, there's a Greg Ballycallan man on the deck. He got a little bit of a thump during that phase, and referee rightly Richard Holland stops the play.
Yeah, Jeff Nary it is. Yeah, he kind of went awkward into that high ball. There were players kind of pulling hurlings in the air, and he got a bit of a bang there, but he'd hopefully he's not too bad. But again, I thought Greg Ballycallan overplayed that ball, Liam. I thought they had a chance of a point, and they tried to engineer a goal, and just, it's very hard to make ground sometimes in at pace in this ground here. It's a bit soft, understandably, after the weather, but I think they might have been better off to pop the ball over the bar. Just overplayed it a little bit, I felt.
Okay lads, we're going to head to Palmerstown. It's full time there. Aoife Lanigan, a good win for the Borough. They seem to take control in the second half.
They did take control, yeah. As I said there earlier on, it was half time, it was 6 points apiece, and Borough with the wins took control. Jenny Clifford, who had been kind of kept quiet in the first half, kind of when she got going, like a fantastic goal by her, went down the end line the road from roadside of the pitch down the end line and kind of tightened in as she came in field and just at the goal and just hit a rasper to the roof of the net, so kind of put them ahead with that goal. Jane Martin's kind of kept in it again with freeze, then got a fortunate 45 metre free. The ball had gone wide. Kirsty thought it, the goalie for Borough kind of thought it had been a point for some reason, but the referee was the rule, kind of, because she came out too far to poke out. He gave a 45 for St Martin, so they got them back in, a point back in. But then near to the end, St Martin's Kira O'Connor, who'd been scoring the majority of their points from freeze, hit a rasper shot and Kirsty dove over the savers and cleared. And yeah, so great winner there. So 110 to 8 points. So heading out to the Leinster final in 2 weeks.
Who will they play in that?
I'm not sure yet. The winners of St Vincent's of Dublin versus Burr of Offaly, it's ongoing at the moment. I haven't heard the
results
yet, but that's in 2 weeks in Netwatch Cullen Park in Carlow.
In Carlow, okay. Thanks, yeah. Aoife. Well done.
Okay,
that's Aoife Lanigan there, and a good win for the Borough. Back to Kilmana.
And we're into the final 3 minutes of normal time in this under 21 quarter final. James Stevens still leading 1-5 to 6 points as Greg Ballycallan get on the ball through Jeff Nary just in from the sideline. High ball in down towards the James Stevens full back line, but James Stevens try and get out with a chop down there. It looked like Adam O'Connor felt the brunt of that. End result though, was a free out to James Stevens, and again the pressure taken off for another few moments. But 1-5 to 6, how are you reading it so far, Nicky?
Look, in fairness, the Ed McDermott goal has been key. I mean, he was quite enough up to that stage, and then when the blitz there in 14 minutes and 15 minutes, he bagged 1-1, and that's obviously got key to James Stevens leading this game here. But apart from that, that's the standout moment in the game, and McDermott has delivered on that. Greg Ballycallan, I just think, are taking a little bit too much out of the ball, a little bit direct, and one of their players is down on the middle of the field. I'm not sure who it is, but it looks like they'll be okay. But I think both teams will be happy to get the break here now at half time. But not a lot, nothing between it, Liam. I think it's hard to call this. It's a 2 point game, and James Stevens, by virtue of getting that goal, probably deserved to be in the lead at this stage. But Ballycallan will ask a few questions. Dave O'Neill, who's over
Eddie
the team.
Brennan.
Eddie Brennan, I think, is over the team as well. And he's one of the main men. I'm not sure who else is with him there. But I'm not even sure who's over the James Stevens lads.
Richie Minogue.
Richie, is it? Yeah. Yeah, well.
Same management team as the under 19s.
Okay. Off you go.
They'll be looking for a better outcome. They lost to the Borough in the under 19 final earlier this year, as James Stevens now are on the ball deep inside Greg Ballycallan territory, about 20 metres out from the car park side. 10 metres in, taking a shot there is Evan Buggy, and he opens his account for the day. A good score from Evan Buggy, and James Stevens keep the scoreboard ticking. 1-6-6.
Yeah, good score by Evan Buggy. A nice passage of play there where they tossed the ball around as well, and created a little bit of space for Buggy, and he popped it over the bar.
O'Neagan with the puck out for Greg Ballycallan. That goal proving its worth in waiting gold so far. And that ball drops around the 65 metre line once again. Trying to get on the end of it there was Adam O'Connor. Adam O'Connor though has Greg Ballycallan there for company. But James Stevens break out with it. Again, it's that man again. Ushing Bateman to Paddy Keogh. Paddy Keogh with the delivery, but it's misdirected and breaks out to Jeff Nary. Jeff Nary now goes low. Ball in towards Ryan Corcoran again. Ryan Corcoran loses the battle and James Stevens come out with it. Noah Minogue this time. Noah finds Stephen Power Kellett, and Stephen clears the ball for James Stevens. Back down towards the Greg Ballycallan 20 metre line, and it's that man, Mr. Deadly, Ed McDermott with the high ball in towards Stephen Minogue. Stephen breaks it down on the hurl, takes a shot, and Stephen Minogue puts that ball in the back of the net. That's what you call full forward play. Ed McDermott to Stephen Minogue. He did well to control it, and the rest was a formality as he stuck it in the bottom corner of the net.
That was a brilliant call, well worked, and Ed McDermott looked up, saw that there was every chance that Stephen Minogue was probably going to get the better of his attacker the way he was moving for that ball, and that's a big score. It makes it 2-6 to 6 points, and it gives 6 points is a big advantage in this game, you know, very tight, and Ballycallan have it all to do now. They do need a score maybe before the half time just to start building a bit of momentum again, but certainly those two goals have rocked the Ballycallan men.
And we're on the brink of half time now. 2-6 to 6 points. Stephen Minogue and Ed McDermott, the goal scorers. Here go Greg Ballycallan again, down towards the 45, but again the ball doesn't go into hand, and the James Stevens half back line look to be on top, or are they? No, Greg Ballycallan have it back between the 45 and 65. Greg Ballycallan now, ball up there through Scott Lawler. Scott Lawler opens up the space, takes a shot from the car park side, and Scott Lawler's shot goes over the bar. You can hear the cheer from the Greg Ballycallan support, and that's the perfect perfect response to that Village goal.
Yeah, they really needed a score there at that stage because they were so well out of the game. That'll just give them a little bit of confidence now as it comes up to the interval.
Okay, lads, we're heading round the county as we head to Park Lacton. It's St. Lacton's against Danesfort under 21 and Paddy Kelly.
Yes, Pat, Danesfort are in control here at the moment, 1:15 to 2:6. Just before you came to me there, Pat, Jerry O'Connor there for St. Lacton's had a lot of work to do, ran along the end line there and sneaked the ball in past the Danesfort keeper there to give him some up. But unfortunately, it's 2:6 to 1:15 and pressure there are down a man there. Second yellow there for Jerry Bergen in the 43rd minute has compounded there. Danesfort is down to 14. Yeah, sorry, and just to say there, Dane Forth is down to 14. Sorry about that, but it's 1:15 to 2:6 there at the moment. In fairness to St. Lacton's, they're masters of their own downfall. They've had a lot of possession and they've drawn an awful lot of wides. It hasn't made it very easy for them there at the moment. But look, Danesfort, the two chief tormentors would be Anthony Ireland Wall and Enna Cassidy, and aided and invested by Ben Whitty. They seem to be knocking over the points there at three wheel there in the second half here. So, Pat, with about 52 minutes gone, it's Danesfort 1:15, St. Lacton's 2:6.
Thanks, Paddy. And we're heading off to Carrickshock. It's Carrickshock against Conaghy and Conor Brennan.
Well, Pat, yeah, we're about 8 minutes left in the game, 7 minutes left in the game now. Conaghy Shamrocks in the lead, 14 points to Carrickshock's 11. When you're with us, Carrickshock were probably the team with the momentum, but since then, it's Conaghy have taken back the dominance of the game and have now opened up a 3-point lead. Jack Murphy, their midfielder, has scored a couple of very good points in play, and Mark Gunner has also tapped in at full forward for Conaghy with one good point as well, and that's made the difference, big difference at the moment. Carrickshock seems to have lost their way kind of around the middle third and have been able to hold possession, and Conaghy are tackling well. Now, what's happened is in the last minute is that both teams have been reduced to 14 men, which is opening up things a fair bit as well, which will, I say, open things up at either end of the field in the last while. So it's basically whoever manages to manage that best, I suppose, as we enter the final minutes, is going to be the one that sees it through. But at the moment, it's Conaghy have the advantage, Pat. As I said, we're about 6 minutes to left. Conaghy leading to 14 points to Carrickshock's 11.
All right, thanks, Connor. Back to Kilmana.
And we're in the dying stages here of the first half as referee Richard Holland blows the halftime whistle in this Ryan A under 21 quarterfinal. James Stevens, the leaders at 2-6 to 7 points. Stephen Minogue and Ed McDermott, the goal scorers. Nicky, your assessment.
And they're going to be key. Those two goals really are the big difference between the teams. And James Stevens will be a lot happier, a lot more confident. Big Belly Callan had a lot of the play early on. I just feel they're taking a bit out of it. But certainly in the last 10 minutes, James Stevens were by far the better team and were getting possession and were starting to score almost any time they brought the ball up the field here. Look, it's still all to play for. It's a 5-point game here at half time. 5 points in hurling is generally not a lot, but this time of the year it can be that little bit more difficult. I'm sure Ballycullen will get a bit of a pep talk now from Eddie Brennan and the lads over the team, but James Stevens will be the happier as they lead 2-6 to 7 points. And that's it, Pat. We'll talk to you shortly.
Community Radio Kilkenny City 88.7 FM, the heartbeat of the community.
Yes, Pat, and we're 4 minutes into that second half and the scoreline reads 2-7 to 9 points in favour of James Stevens. Greg Ballycullen starting the brighter courtesy of a free from Aaron McAvoy and a point from Oisín Egan, while Stephen Minogue has just responded with a close range free for James Stevens to leave it at 2-7 to 9 points. So the Village men still in front, and it's James Stevens now on the ball through Ed Lahoff between his own 45 and 65. Back to Adam O'Connor. Adam O'Connor, short early pass to Oisín Bateman. He has Evan Boogie in space, but he opts to go drop the ball in towards Ed McDermott, but there's too much on it. Well dealt with there by Sean Roberts there collides with Owen Daly, but he gets the clearance away for Greg Ballycullen down towards the sideline on the car park side. Greg Ballycullen now on the attack, this time it's with Ryan Corcoran, and Ryan Corcoran from a difficult angle puts that ball right and wide, and just looking at the gestures from some of his teammates, they're a little bit frustrated he took that one on. Nicky,
yeah, I think that was a bit ambitious now, and the rain is coming down here as well. If it's hitting Conaghy, it's also hitting Kilmana here. It's going to make it for a tricky half and getting a little bit dark as well. So obviously there's a lot of time left here just after starting the second half. Look, it's an enjoyable game, anyone's game, Liam.
The perfect optician's test here in Kilmana, 2-7 to 9. James Stevens still in front, 6 minutes gone in the second half, and it's Greg Ballycullen now on the attack. Aaron McAvoy 20 metres out dodges his man. Aaron McAvoy goes low, oh, and he should have taken the point, but he opted for the goal, and it was easily swept up there by Daniel Power. Daniel with the clearance, but that ball drops again. It's caught by Oisín Egan. Oisín Egan doesn't get too far with that ball, and James Stevens turn it over back to Oisín Bateman. Bateman. Oisin Bateman with the hand pass. He tried to find Paddy Keogh. Paddy's dispossessed. Here go Greg Ballycallan again. And it's Oisin Egan again from the sideline on the roadside. But that's a tame effort and it goes right and wide.
Yeah, bad decision by Aaron McAvoy. A simple tap over pint. He was never going to get power on it from there. And pardon the pun, but Daniel Power in the goal was well up to it. He controlled it very well. No, that should have been a pint for Ballycallan. That's a let off, but look at that, Ballycallan. Those calls could be costly. Yeah.
Daniel Power with a short puck out to Stephen Power Kellett. Stephen Power Kellett from his own half back line finds Stephen Minogue or finds Ed Lahoff, both wearing red helmets. Ed Lahoff goes on a solo run. He has a support on his left hand side. That support was Oisin Bateman, but Ed Lahoff keeps the village attack going. But again, Greg Ballycallan are sound at the back. This time, Billy O'Neill with the clearance. Billy to Oisin Egan. Oisin down the roadside here in Kilmana. Ball out now to Ryan Corcoran again. He had a strong first half. Here goes Ryan Corcoran. Ryan Corcoran now running in, taking a shot to the right of the post as he looks at it, and Ryan Corcoran puts that ball over the bar. A good score for Greg Ballycallan, and they've started the second half well, despite a few decision-making issues.
Yeah, no, that was a very good score, and really he decided to take on the player, and good, a good player this guy. I've seen him in colleges over the years. I think he was very lucky not to be a Kilkenny minor, to be blunt about it.
8 minutes gone in this under-21 quarter-final. James Stephen still in front, 2-7 to 10 points. That's a 3-point leading margin. Ed McDermott and Stephen Minogue goals in the first half, separating the sides. Greg Ballycallan with the free out. Billy O'Neill takes it. He drops it past the village 45.
Oh,
trying to rise it there was Patrick Foley. But good defensive play from James Stevens. That's their wing back, Owen Dealey. Owen Dealey finds his colleague, Evan Bogie. Evan Bogie with a diagonal ball in towards Stephen Minogue. Stephen Minogue doesn't get the first touch right. Will he get it up on the second? Not if his Greg Ballycallan marker has anything to say about it. He's in a battle there with Jack Butler. They're just in from the sideline, and the referee gives a foul and a free, and a little bit of uncertainty surrounding that, Nicky.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I thought, in fairness to the Ballycallan defender, he did very well to take the ball off of Stephen Minogue there, but it's going to be a free for Stephen over on the sideline, right in front of the James Stevens dugout on the far side of the field. Yeah, the evening has got a little bit messy now, it must be said here, so conditions are tricky for the players, and we're just happy that we're in a nice covered area here, albeit a little bit too away from where James Stevens are attacking, but nevertheless, an opportunity for Stephen Minogue to push the margin out to 4 points. It's 2-7, which is 13 points at the moment, to 10 points for Greg Ballycallan.
Stephen Minogue is on the 45 metre line. He's on the roadside and he's directly on the sideline. James Stevens shooting into the country end in the second half. Greg Ballycallan into the Kilmana village end. Stephen Minogue takes that free from the sideline, and Stephen Minogue puts it over the bar. He's very, very reliable on frees. He has a goal to his name, and that scoreboard keeps going in the right direction for Richie Minogue and Cole.
Yeah, good score, well struck, and a tough angle now.
2-8 to 10 points, the village in front. And it's Greg Ballycallan ball. This time it's Jake O'Brien. Jake O'Brien recycles the ball back. Back to between the 265s to Conor Walton. Good play from Conor Walton. Here go Greg Ballycallan again. Aaron McAvoy starting the attack. He finds Ryan Corcoran. Ryan Corcoran now bypasses Owen Dealey. Ryan Corcoran, high ball in. Not the greatest pass in the world as he tries to find Patrick Foley. But Patrick Foley's dispossessed. And James Stevens swarmed the Greg Ballycallan forwards. And referee Richie Holland is going to throw in the ball here.
I'm actually looking. I'm trying to see is Jeff Nary is still there. I was wondering, did he go off or anything with maybe a head injury? No, he's not. He's back here, but he's out on the side here. He needs to get into the play a little bit more.
10 minutes gone in the second half. 2-8 to 10 points. It remains. James Stevens in front, and James Stevens now on the ball. Oisin Bateman trying to break through the middle of the field there. He was fouled, and it's a free to the village.
Yeah. He's a free, all right, yeah. Tackled from behind, and the referee, Richie Holland. Is Richie Holland having a good game here today, it must be said. Still all to play for. We're gone about 10 minutes, I say, in this game. Still 20 minutes to play, so it's all to play for. It's probably Stephen Minogue coming out to take this. It's from the middle of the field, I think, or is it Jake O'Brien?
Stephen Minogue will take it. And it's, yep, as you said, directly between those 265s. As the towel comes on to wipe down the hurl, you'd need it on a day like today.
It's actually Jake O'Brien is actually. It's Jacob. No, sorry, I've got my number. Yeah, Stephen Minogue. I'm looking at the wrong number, 13. Sorry.
Stephen Minogue, yep, going to take this. The hurl is wiped down. We had a very heavy shower during the half-time break. It's tamed a little bit in the second half, but the rain's still falling. And Stephen Minogue takes the free, and Stephen Minogue gets the score as well. Both umpires holding two great umbrellas, and you can't blame them, but it's just slowing them down ever so slightly when they're waving the white flag. But it is a score for Stephen Minogue, and it is a 2-9 to 10-point game in favour of James Stevens.
Good score there from about 75 metres by Stephen Minogue.
Yeah, very, very good indeed, as James Stevens come back again. This time it's with Evan Buggy. Evan Buggy, lightning pace, and lays off the pass to Oisin Bateman and to Ben Cantor. Cantwell. Ben Cantwell now tries to lob that ball forward. He was under pressure. He gets the pass off though, and James Stevens do have the ball. It's with Jack Kelly this time. High ball in from Jack Kelly. Can this spell danger for Greg Ballycallan? That was a risque enough challenge there on Oisín Bateman. Could Greg Ballycallan get away with it? But there may be a goal opportunity, and that shot has gone wide. But again, Greg Ballycallan living dangerously.
I think it's a 65 actually, Liam. I think you're right there. I think Sean Roberts, I think, nearly conceded a free there now. It was touch and go, and Ed McDermott then got the ball. It was going in along the sideline, and the ball bounced off of one of the defenders' backs and gone out for a 65, which Stephen Minogue will go out and take now. It's even a bit closer than the last one he put over the bar. So James Stevens in a strong position, 2-9, which is 15 points to 10 points for Greg Ballycallan, and a chance for Stephen to make it a 6-point game, which is a big margin at this stage.
And it is a village 65. And a chance to open up a 6-point leading margin as we head into the 13th minute of this second half. He's been unerring so far on frees, and they'd be looking to add to his account. The umbrellas are up in a fairly packed Tom Ryle Park today. A nice crowd here to see this under 21 encounter. And Stephen Minogue with his usual stance and his usual procedure as he bends, he lifts and he strikes. And Stephen Minogue puts that ball right and wide. And we'll have updates from around the grounds courtesy of the Community Radio Kilkenny City Sports Desk in the next few minutes. But it's James Stevens now on the ball on their own back line. But Greg Ballycallan now just trying to muster some sort of an opportunity up. Ball breaks out now to Jack Butler. But James Stevens turned it over now, and they're back in the Greg Ballycallan half. Here they go. Chance here for James Stevens, and that ball is fired into the back of the net. Ben Cantwell doing the necessary. Again, Ed McDermott at the heart of the attack, and he found his fellow village man, Ben Cantwell, and Bell hit an absolute rasper into the top of the net, and James Stevens extend their lead to 3-9 to 10 points. We'll hear Nicky's views shortly. No doubt he's keeping up to date with what's happening between Conaghy and Carrickshock. But again, as you left us there, Nicky, the net sent bulging. Ben Cantwell doing the necessary. Ed McDermott at the heart of it, and Greg Ballycallan have a lot to do.
Yeah, no, someone was checking in from Jenkinstown with you there in relation to a rule. I'm not even sure.
You have so many talents.
I won't even attempt to explain what it was. I'd only get you into trouble. So that's what's that now? 3-9 to 10 points. This looks like it's done and dusted. And in fairness, goals have been key, and James Stevens always threatened the goals, whereas Greg Ballycallan have never really threatened the goals.
And goals are key so far, and we're heading into 14 minutes in this second half. And James Stevens now hungry for more. Evan Buggy trying to break out from his own back line. He looked to have been fouled there, but referee Richard Holland gives it the other way, I suspect for overcarrying, and the free goes the way of the Greg Ballycallan men, and Aaron McAvoy, I suspect, will take it. But a little bit of a mix-up there. Jack Walton in a battle with Evan Buggy. Jack put Evan under pressure, but he was adjudged to have overcarried the ball, Evan, and the free goes to Greg Ballycallan. Incidentally, it's Billy O'Neill who'll take this. He's 45 metres out, or 65 metres out, slightly to the left of the post as he looks at it, shooting into the village end, and he's a chance to bring Greg Ballycallan back to within 7 points. As Billy O'Neill takes that, and Billy O'Neill puts that shot left and wide, and this game is just getting away from Ballycallan now.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to say that's their 8 wide in the game. And now to James Stevens, after a kind of an early enough, sluggish enough first quarter, they've been the much better team. And we're repeating ourselves now, but goals are key, and Ballycallan have a big test now.
Daniel Power with the puck out for James Stevens, drops between the 265s again, and again it all gets rather clogged up there as James Stevens tried to scoop it up. Greg Ballycallan on the other side, battle equally as hard to try and win that ball. Again, 5-6 bodies on either side, 10 metres in from the sideline on the roadside. Ball, can he get up on the hurl? Eventually it does, running through now for James Stevens with Evan Buggy. But Evan Buggy again, a foul committed there. It happened off the ball as the attack looked to ensue. Man on the deck there was Ben Cantwell. He's up, he's okay, but we're going back for the free.
Yeah, Richie Holland not giving the advantage, but in fairness, again, a bit of frustration there on the part of Ballycallan. They've kind of gone out of the game a lot. Jeff Nary, who I thought was very good in the first half, he's been very quiet in the second half here now. He did get a bit of a knock, and perhaps that has alluded to that earlier in commentary, Liam, in the first half, and I think that might be a factor. I'm not sure, but he's certainly not as prominent, and they need a lot more from their senior players, who are going to be a lot quieter here now in the second half. James Stevens, with all the pressure, and Stephen Minogue now an opportunity to push them another point ahead.
Yes, and we've played 17 minutes in the second half as Stephen Minogue eyes up this free. The rain continues to fall in Tomrayle Park. Stephen to the left of the post as he looks at it. About 10, 12 metres in from the sideline, and Stephen's shot goes right and wide. Very hard to judge from our vantage point, Nicky, but conditions are getting a lot tougher.
They are now. It's been, the rain has been coming down. Look, it's not that heavy in one sense, but still is a fair lot of rain. The umbrellas are very evident on the sideline here. This is a, it's a sort of game now where it's not going to be easy to get back into it. But talking about Jeff Nary,
here
he's
he
going
is.
Through again now.
Here he is, Nicky, and Jeff Nary on the attack. Oh, and that was a, shall we say, feisty enough challenge from Owen Dealey, and that's being polite about it, and it all kicks off between Jeff Nary and Owen Dealey, and Jeff invites a couple of his friends over to try and win the battle from a Greg Ballycallan point of view. Hurls go flying, shoves are going in, and it all gets rather messy, and the Greg Ballycallan frustration takes over. There's even a helmet off there. Adam O'Connor has lost his helmet in the midst of the row, or it's not Adam O'Connor, Owen Dealey, the guilty party, has lost his helmet in the midst of the row, and they're all getting to know each other. There's nothing polite about it whatsoever, and Richie Holland is going to have a few words, and we can get back with the game sooner rather than later. But in fairness, it was not the best challenge from Owen Dealey to start it off.
Well, it was a tackle, let's put it there, that you'd be maybe proud about in Folkestown.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. But Jeff Nary,
and even there, the TMO would look at it.
I'm not sure. Yeah, he probably would. But look, you can't blame him. There was no way Jeff Nary was going to get in there. Owen Dealey is going to get himself a yellow card, and that'll be the end of it. It'll be a free in for James Stevens. And look at them. I think Adam O'Connor is looking for a change of helmet. He might have a string loose on it. But
Owen Dealey, and he's got a yellow card for his troubles as well.
But yeah, it's one of those things. That was, there was nothing malicious in it. Arden McAvoy shaping up here now, and to be honest about it, at this stage, with 8 points in the game now, look, where he's from now, there's little chance he'll get a goal here unless he proves me totally wrong. But Ballycallan need a goal very quickly in the next 5 minutes if they have any chance in this match.
I'm sure his dad Brian is here today. He's probably very conflicted. His son Aaron McAvoy playing for Greg Ballycallan, as he has all year with the seniors, playing his beloved James Stevens though. Aaron McAvoy takes the free, and Aaron McAvoy opts for the point. He puts it over the bar about 25-30 metres out from the James Stevens goal, and he just eats into the village lead ever so narrowly at 3-9-11, and we're heading into the final 11 minutes.
Okay, they're in extra time out there in Jenkinstown. It's Conaghy Shamrocks against Carrick Shock. Conor Brennan.
Yeah, still level, Pat, and we're about 5-6 minutes into extra time in the first half now. It's Conaghy Shamrocks won 18 points, Carrick Shock won 15. And it's been very close and tense, as you expect, being extra time. There's nothing between the teams, and it's really nip and tuck now. So predicting the winner from here is going to be very hard to do. And credit to both teams, it's been a rip-roaring match from start to finish, and neither really deserves to lose at this stage. So, with tipping on the 7th minute now of extra time, it's Conaghy Shamrocks 18 points, Carrick Shock 115 all to play for.
Okay, thanks Conor. Hopefully it won't go to penalties and that sort of nonsense. Back to Kilmana.
And Greg Ballycallan are on the attack as you rejoin us. Billy O'Neill with the ball in. It's about 20 metres out now from the James Stevens goal, and Greg Ballycallan need to muster something up quickly. Can they do so? Patrick Foley now with the ball. He kicks the ball forwards. Three men behind him. One such man is Owen Dealey. Owen Dealey. But that ball is hit across the goal. Greg Ballycallan attack still alive. Back out now to Greg Ballycallan. It finds Ryan Corcoran now. Ryan Corcoran though just loses control of it on the 20, and James Stevens have it back. Stephen Power-Kellett this time. Stephen with the pass. He finds Oisín Bateman down to the Greg Ballycallan half of the field. They're just in from the sideline on the roadside. Again, it's James Stevens now on the ball. That looks like Jack Kelly this time. Jack Kelly tries to break through the Greg Ballycallan defence. He can't. Ben Cantwell tries to do something. He can't either. But again, it's like a hopscotch or tennis at the moment as the slitter is passed from body to body with no real control over it. Greg Ballycallan now look to have it up. There's bodies everywhere. Greg Ballycallan eventually open up the space and they break out from their own defence, doing the necessary Billy O'Neill finds a man in an acre of space. That man is Oisín Egan, and Oisín Egan takes the shot, and from about 60 metres out, Oisín Egan puts it over the bar. He stood, he waited for the opportunity, and he had the score to match.
Yeah, good score. It makes it 3-9, which is 18 points to 12. It's a 6-point game. Ballycallan need that goal very quickly or they're not going to get this back in points.
They say 6 points is nothing in hurling, but with about 10 minutes to go, the clock is not on Greg Ballycallan's side. Puck out taken. Daniel Power there with restarting the game for James Stevens. And it's James Stevens and Greg Ballycallan again battling for possession. Just in from the sideline on the car park side here in Tom Ryle Park. They're literally 2-3 metres in from that sideline on the 45-metre line. Ball has gone out of play and it's going to be a line ball, and it's a Greg Ballycallan line ball. Putting the ball down on the turf there was Jack Walton, and Jack Walton leaves the line ball to Jeff Nary.
Exactly on the 45 metre line, Liam, you got it right.
Jeff Nary now with the line ball. There's plenty of options. Taking his time, not being rushed into looking at what he wants to do. He gets good connection behind it. It's into space, but can Greg Ballycallan make this opportunity pay? Back out to Aaron McAvoy now. Aaron McAvoy tries to break through the hearts of the James Stevens defence. McAvoy with the pass to Jack Walton, and Jack Walton swung at that ball, but again, it just wasn't very well crafted. But I think we're going back, Nicky.
No, it's got to be a 65. Okay. Yeah, 65.
It hit off a village hurl,
yeah,
then.
It was a chance. He didn't really get a chance to strike it, but the strike was poor enough anyway. It was a decent pass in by Aaron McAvoy, but the strike wasn't crisp enough at all, and a James Stevens defender got their leg in the way, hence out for 65. But he's bringing Richie Holland, the referee, is actually bringing the play back. He had indicated an advantage, so now Aaron McAvoy has a shot which will surely go low here. It's out about 4 or 5 metres outside the 20 metre line, about 25 metres out. He has really no choice only to go for a low chance here.
7 minutes of normal time to go. Aaron McAvoy with the free. He doesn't go low, he goes for the point and he takes the point. Good score from Aaron McAvoy, and it keeps the Greg Ballycallan scoreboard ticking at 3-9 to 13 points. Perhaps it's not last chance saloon just yet, Nicky.
Maybe not. Oh, we're gone. I think there's only about 6 or 7 minutes left, I'd say. Liam, look at, he made the call. Can't blame a lad.
And there's 5 points between the sides as Daniel Power takes the puck out, lands on the roadside here in Tom Ryle Park between the 45 and 65 once again, but the ball isn't kept in play and it's gone out for a line ball. And perhaps Greg Ballycallan guilty of overplaying it, as we touched on in the first half. It's carried on into the second, and just those nifty forwards haven't worked out for them. We'll come back to that in a second as a shot is taken there by Ed McDermott from distance. It drops on the crossbar, but as Owen Egan tried to control it on his own goal line, Stephen Minogue swooped in and from close range popped that ball over the bar. Ed McDermott with the initial strike, and that's what every good forward should do, be alert, and that's exactly what Stephen was, Nicky.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm afraid the Greg Ballycallan goalie there, well, looks, the ball was right on the crossbar. Owen Egan tried to tap it down. He did tap it down, but I'm afraid Stephen Minogue was very sharp to the ball and banged it into the back of the net. 4-9 to 13 points.
Billy Dowling tries really, really hard to get something going for Greg Ballycallan. He finds Jeff Nary deep into village territory this time. Jeff Nary is hit with a challenge there by Adam O'Connor, and it's going to be a free into Greg Ballycallan. And if they didn't go low the last time, Nicky, they surely will now.
Well, absolutely. A bit late now. They should have gone low the last time. I mean, there was never going to get the back the margin there by just going for points. That was never going to happen. That goal was a real killer here now, must be said. Stephen Minogue is even actually coming back up the field to man the goal line at this stage. But this is... James Stevens are very much in control of this game here, and the part, as I said, in the first 10, maybe 15 minutes, they have been the better team. I've been disappointed with Ballycallan generally. They just haven't performed here today.
And Jeff Nary there, just a little bit of discomfort, but he should be okay. And it's 4-9 to 13 points, as Nicky told us, and we're into the final 5 minutes or thereabouts. It is the under-21A quarter-final. Don't forget, next weekend, the competition carries on at this very stage. O'Loughlin Gales face Dixborough, Bennisbridge take on Dunamagan, and in a repeat of last year's final, Thomastown face Mooncoin. Will Mooncoin avenge the defeat of last year, and perhaps maybe settle a score or two for the intermediate final of a couple of weeks ago? But Richie Holland is just directing operations, and we will have a Greg Ballycallan free here in the next couple of seconds. Aaron McAvoy. He goes with the stance, he goes with a shot, and it goes over the blue spot and over the crossbar and over the bar. So good score for Aaron McAvoy, but far too little, too late at 4-9 to 14 points.
Yeah, now I did think, in fairness, that time his intention was to see could he get it under the crossbar, but it doesn't matter. It's a 7-point game, and the James Stevens are not going to be caught at this stage.
Daniel Power takes the puck out for James Stevens, drops just past the 65. Again, trying to scoop it forward there was Paddy Keogh. Paddy Keogh can't. Greg Ballycallan now try and muster something up. Jeff Nary restarts the play. Jeff Nary high ball in towards Ryan Corcoran. Hunting it down now is Aaron McAvoy, but Aaron McAvoy challenges Daniel Power, but Daniel holds his own and clears the ball for the village men. Back out towards the 45 once again, but Greg Ballycallan have possession on that far side. They run through now. This could be an opportunity. Ball out now to Conor Walton. Conor Walton now bypasses Adam O'Connor. Conor Walton now to Ryan Corcoran, and Ryan Corcoran takes a shot. It was saved by Daniel Power on the way out, and it goes out for a 65 again. Well crafted, but good play from James Stevens at the back.
Great save by Daniel Power. Ryan Corcoran was right in on top of him. Now he didn't have much room to swing the hurley, but it was really well saved though by Power. He's a good goalkeeper, Daniel Power, playing for Kilkenny CBS, and he's a good lad. I've seen him over the last couple of years in underage players, and he was brave at that stage. He had to put his body on the line because Ryan Corcoran was within was in a very short distance of him. It looks like Aaron McAvoy is in butter here behind the end line as well, is holding his leg. But we're heading to the closing stages now. It's a 65 for the Greg man. Billy O'Neill is getting ready to take it, but time is not on their side here. Look, it was a decent enough game, but the goals, Liam, I think at this stage were very decisive, and James Stevens, that last goal has kind of killed the game off, I must be said. If that goal hadn't gone in, we might be, it just would be maybe just a small bit tighter.
Okay, lads, it's half time in extra time out in Jenkinstown, and I believe there's a bit of drama.
There is more than a bit of drama here, Pat. Yeah, we're extra time. It's still level. Conny Shamrock 19 points this time, Carrie Shock 116. And we have a bit of delay. We're questioning the situation regarding a return of a player who had been sent off in normal time for Carrie Shock, but Carrie Shock are arguing that he can play for extra time, and the Conny lads are not. So there's a bit of a crossover. But the second half is starting here now as I talk to you. So obviously there is arrangements in place to deal with this maybe in the aftermath of the game, but it's certainly causing a bit of controversy here and people questioning each other. But as second half has started here, Pat, yeah, as I said, it's still level score, so we might be getting the dreaded penalties, Pat, so we could be here till all hours.
I have a feeling this game won't be decided today one way or the other, penalties or not.
It sounds like that, Pat, anyways, because we're looking at rule books and everything here in between breaks in play here and everything. So there's a controversy galore. So, look, at the moment, it's Carrie Shock just actually gone into the lead. And would you believe the player in question is the one who puts the ball over the bar for Carrie Shock? So make of that what you may. So at the moment, it's 117 to Carrie Shock, 19 points to Conaghy, and we're a minute into extra time of the second half.
All right, thanks, Connor. Okay, I have my own opinion on that, but anyway, I'll keep it to myself. Back to you, lads.
And we're in the closing minutes here in this under 21 quarter final. No prizes for guessing who's booking their place in the semi final, as the Village lead 4-9 to 14 points. And it's James Stevens now on the attack. Got a little bit feisty there between Ben Cantwell and Sean Roberts, and there's a few shoves going in there. And again, not as bad as the last incident a few minutes ago. Just a shove here and there, and we can restart quickly with a Jeff Nari free outside the James Stevens 65. And again, he'll probably drop it in. It's all incidental at this stage. It matters little as Jeff Nari drops it in. It's batted away. And Greg Ballycallan and James Stevens collide once again for possession. James Stevens do come out with it. It's Ed McDermott this time. Ed McDermott solos, goes with the pass to Evan Boogie. Evan Boogie, high ball in towards Oisin Bateman. Can Oisin break it down? There's two Greg Ballycallan players in his way. Stephen Minogue goes into support. They're on the 45-metre line. James Stevens trying to get it up. Ed McDermott back in the position, trying to scoop it up. Stephen Minogue this time, the ball is at his feet. But they had Greg Ballycallan pumping on the pressure to their credit. The game is lost, but they're not trying to give James Stevens any further ground as Ed McDermott eventually breaks out with the ball. His shot though goes right and wide, and 4-9 to 14 points it remains as we head into the first minute of stoppage time.
Yeah, it's gone very flat now, as you would expect, Liam, when that fourth goal went in. Really, it was curtains. And James Stevens are good winners of this. I've been impressed by them, their work. They know how to go for goals. Ed McDermott has been strong for them there, Stephen Minogue as well, and the backs have played well, I must say. I've been impressed. Adam O'Connor has been solid at centre back, and as has Sam McAvoy at full back, strong up the centre. And in the middle of the field, Oisin Bateman and Sean Vernon very well also. Look, a good team. I'm not sure who they're playing in the semi-final yet, but it doesn't matter because there's some more semi-finals on next weekend. But they'll be delighted with this now, and there'll be a pep in their step when it comes to training. Ed McDermott, I think, is just going to add to the scores again.
Ed McDermott
here
on the attack, hand passed off, chance here, and it's Ben Cantwell with the shot. It was saved by Owen Egan. James Stevens try and get something before the close of business. McDermott again, and he hit a rasper that time, but it goes over the crossbar and over the bar, and just what Greg Ballycallan didn't want another James Stephens score.
To be honest, it could so easily have been a goal, Liam.
Could have been worse. 4-10 to 14 points. Time almost up here in this under 21 quarter final. James Stephens are through. It's the end of the road for Greg Ballycallan. Greg Ballycallan now back with possession. Billy O'Neill, high ball in towards the forwards again. Ball drops. But James Stephens again have control of the possession at the back. It's back out to Adam O'Connor. Adam O'Connor to Evan Boogie. Evan Boogie just meets his match from a Greg Ballycallan point of view. Jack Walton stopping him that time. Ball out now to Scott Lawler for Greg Ballycallan. Scott Lawler on the 45. Just in from the sideline on the car park side. He's in a battle there with Owen Dealey again. Owen Dealey holds his own and it goes out for a line ball.
Yeah, just as the game comes to a conclusion here, the sun comes out and a lovely rainbow here in front of us. A lovely picturesque picture here, but I'm afraid it's not so picturesque for the home side here. A good win for James Stephens. And after the disappointment of the senior in recent weeks, this will put a little smile on James Stephens' face, even your face, Liam.
Very much so, Nicky. And I think any team can be forgiven at James Stephens' stature for losing a semi-final. But the manner and chance here for Great Ballycallan, pulled on there by Jeff Nari, went left and wide, but the manner against Shamrocks Ballyhale and the space they left him on the day really, really hurt the club as a whole. So this will give them a boost as we head into the Christmas period. From a Greg Ballycallan point of view, though, you'd question we talked about their influence from the senior team at the start of the match. Are we clutching at straws and saying maybe late season tiredness or at this age does it come into it?
I think that was a good example. Jeff Neary had a chance of a ball there. He pulled very feebly on it and it went wide. There was a real chance of a goal there. If there was conviction in that shot, it would have gone into the back of the net, and it went tamely wide. And it's just indicative of generally the way things have gone for the home side here today. It just didn't work for them at all.
And it's not. Here goes Ed McDermott for James Stephens, running down the far sideline from the roadside. Lovely ball. He finds Sean Bergen. Sean Bergen back to McDermott, and McDermott takes a shot from a difficult angle, and that ball has gone over the bar. Another score chalked down for Ed McDermott, and another score for the James Stephens men at 4-11 to 14 points. And the full-time whistle isn't too far away now, but it's the under 21 competition. When you're winning and when you start in this vein, it can maybe add a bit of energy into your legs. But when you're great after a hard and a long season, when you're in a game like this in the middle of winter, it's probably not reflective of what they have to offer.
No, they've had a good year senior-wise, there's no question about that, and they can be very pleased. A lot of those young men out there played a great part in that. They'll be disappointed that this game went so flat, and very much the opposite in the case of James Stephens, because the year ended very disappointingly. But they'll be pleased enough now how things have panned out there again, and that's another ride for the Greg Ballycallan from one of the subs. The village will be happy now. This will give them a little bit of momentum coming into the semi-finals, and we'll just won't take away from the big disappointment of losing to the manner of the loss to the Shamrocks. But look, it's a matter of getting back on the horse again, as it were, and supporters will feel happier driving back into town this evening.
Ben Young with that opportunity for Greg Ballycallan, but it went left and wide. 4-11 to 14 points. James Stephens on their way to next to the semi-finals in a couple of weeks' time, but we're still deep into added on time. I make it. We've played four of the additional minutes, and Greg Ballycallan though are hurling on, and this time it's out to Scott Law. Scott Lawler on the 45 being chased down by Stephen Minogue. Scott goes with the low ball, but again Adam O'Connor takes it up like feeding bums to an elephant as James Stephens start the sweep up from their own back line, but slipping there was Sam McAvoy. And here go Greg Ballycallan again with their centre forward Jack Walton surely being fouled there. Sam McAvoy and Adam O'Connor on his back, and rightfully so, he got the free in.
Yeah, it could have been a free out though. How many steps did he take?
Yeah.
Look, it doesn't really matter. I think Richie Holland will do everyone a favour now just to blow the whistle and let everyone get out of here, and there's a chance for Aaron McAvoy, but look, it's irrelevant now. He can just pop this over the bar and just maybe let the scoreboard look a small little bit better. It's 4-11 to 14 points. I'd say once this goes in wide or over the bar, maybe under the bar, he'll surprise me. I think Richie will probably blow the whistle down at this stage. There's nothing more to be left to say here.
Aaron McAvoy to the left of the post as he looks at it, about 21-2 metres out from the village goal. He's going to go low, he's going to take the chance, but there's too many village bodies back there. Ball danger not averted yet. We're deep into the square, we're just off the line, and Richard Holland has pulled it back again. Is that another free for Greg Ballycallan?
I think it possibly is, and what it's for is actually Daniel Power stopped the ball and his body went in on the ball, and he might have actually picked it up off the ground. I think now at this stage Richie would be as well off now. The game is decided, and rather than have too much tension out there, I know he has to give a free now because he blew the whistle. So there's a chance for Aaron McAvoy. Look, he'll go for a goal here, but it's immaterial. But in fairness to James Stephens, they got their bodies behind the ball. They have numbers on the line there, and it was never going to be easy. But Daniel Power lid on the ball and probably picked it up, and that's why this is going to be retaken. McAvoy is going to take it from a bit of an angle, slightly to the left, and they're all in before it.
McAvoy goes with the strike, well battered away by Daniel Power again. He has support at the back. That ball, oh, it's gone into the back of the net somehow. It that's one of the oddest goals you'll ever see, but again, it just shows you Greg Ballycallan working to the last minute, and it's squeezed over the goal line.
I'll find out in a moment whoever that Greg Ballycallan player that's stuck in the back of the net is the person that pushed it over the line. We'll find out in a moment. The helmet has gone off the head. He's holding the head here. I'll find out in the
interim. It was wild.
That's one way of putting it. We'll find out in a moment when I see that chap when he turns his back to us.
I'm not sure in the context of the match whether that was worth it or not.
Right, lads, we're going to check in Jenkinstown. How are things there, Connor?
Still a draw, Matt, but where Conor, just after winning a free in the 21-metre line, Mark Gunner was fouled for Conaghy, so this will put Conaghy 1 point ahead, Pat. We must be close to finish up time here. It's draw match at the moment, but with Conaghy a free, it's the score. Conaghy Shamrocks 22 points, Kerry Shock 119. It's surely the last puck in the match, you'd imagine. It's coming near very close to time. Gay Rafter will be looking at his watch, I'm sure, in the next minute. But Robert Ring is standing over this free for Conaghy. You'd imagine he'll point it. It's practically one of those ones you'd expect any lad of his calibre to be putting over the bar. So as he lifts and strikes, puts it over the bar, Conaghy take a lead by a point. It's 23 points to Conaghy Shamrocks, 119 to Kerry Shock. Gay Rafter is still letting play go on, so there's still time to be fed, but one hopes you'd avoid the penalty scenario here at the moment, and one team or the other might be able to pull this one out. But with very much in the depth of the game now, Conaghy Shamrocks 1 point ahead. It's Conaghy Shamrocks 23 points, Kerry Shock 119.
Okay, none of these games had finish on the day written on them.
I'm presuming, one would assume, well, this one is finished anyway, Pat. The game is over. Kerry Shock or Conaghy the winners, 23 points to 119. So one would have assumed that there was extra time. We worked off the assumption, but we assumed a lot of things with this match today when it came to the sendings off and everything. So look, we have a conclusion now, and a satisfactory conclusion, and I say that from a very biased point of view. Conaghy the winners by a single point. If the result had gone the other way, we may have had a little bit of discussion after.
Well, but, that's been kept now out of the smoky back rooms, hasn't it?
Yes, yeah. Thankfully, and I say that in the nicest way. Thankfully,
right.
So yeah, we're all wrapped up here, thanks to the gods, before the sun sets on us here. Conaghy the winners, as I said, 23 points to Kerry Shock, 119.
All right, thanks, Connor. Okay, that's Conor Brennan there. Back to Kilmarnock. Should be over there now, lads.
Yes, it is. Go ahead, Liam.
Yeah, all over here, Pat. 4-11 to 1-14. James Stevens, the winners here, and comfortably so. Ben Young with a late consolation goal for Greg Ballygallan. He got an injury for his efforts, but it's all incidental. The Village booked their place in the semi-finals. Final thoughts from you, Nicky.
Yeah, no, best team won the match. Goals were key, and we had a certain amount of drama, but nothing like the drama Conor had out in Jenkinstown. But look, that's where you get all the best drama here on Community Radio Kilkenny City. That's it. We'll be in later on with a report for Pat. Pat is on the sport this evening, and Liam is just running down to get a couple of interviews and post-match reaction. That's it from Kilmarnock, and thanks to the Greg Ballycallan Club for facilitating us in our high-altitude studio here today. It was fantastic, certainly when that rain came down. But a good win for James Stevens. I'm impressed by them, the manner in which they approached this game, and they're back ready again and ready for anybody in the semi-final of the Under-21A. They probably have a little bit of a break now for a week or two, because other games are on next weekend. But for now, Pat, it's back to you in the studio, and we'll pop in there and talk to you later on.
Here are the post-match thoughts of Paddy Butler.
We came out here, we knew how hard Ballycannon were training our last couple of weeks when they went out with a senior. But all fairness to our lads, to show the fight, we matched them in their work rate. And we took our scores when we did.
Forwards proving their weight in goal today. Goals just at the right times.
Absolutely, and that's what it's all about. As I say, it's winter hurling. Just be direct, hit it in, get the ball as fast into the forwards, as we say to our lads. In all fairness, it's been the players were in the right place at the right time and banged it in the net. Not fair play to them. But all fairness, Ballycallan gave us serious account of themselves. A fair play to them.
And you march on now to a semi-final. This grade, very, very competitive. So no matter who you get, it'll be tough.
Yeah, exactly. And as I said, it's winter hurling, so anything can happen. As I say, we have after picking up a few injuries. So look, We have 2 weeks, I think, maybe two, whoever, is it Mooncoin or Thomastown on the other side. But look, we've 2 weeks to get ready and we'll give it a go again.
And last word then, it is winter hurling, we're in the middle of November now. It keeps the season alive after a hard slog during the summer months.
It does, and it keeps the young lads hurling through the winter and all that. But as I say, a few of our lads are hurling with the schools and colleges and all that. So again, it's all about trying to mind them as well and getting them right for the match day.